your belly. Out of 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 your belly. Let something flow. Let it 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 flow.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Until I am gone. Until I am gone. Until I am gone. Until I am drunk. when you come into the weight of God's glory and presence like this, one of the things that happens to you is that you lose contact with natural things. Huh? Sometimes your anger, all the things that came with you here, when you come, you forget it. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, it said, and the boy said to me, cry, cry. I said, what should I cry? He said, cry that all flesh is what? Grass. Why? Because the breath of God, Ruach, is upon it. So anytime the presence of God comes upon the flesh, it loses its power on you. So anything you brought into the presence of God that is not of God, over time, when you subject it to the weight of God's glory, you will notice that it will lose its hold on you. All you need is to bring it. Suddenly, your worries and your cares, your plans, will lose touch and impact on your soul because you are brought to the presence of God. And then the breath of God came upon your soul. You lost contact with everything that is mundane, that cannot be traced to God and eternity. Because, are you with me now? We want to bring you to a place where only Jesus is seen and only Him matters. In that place, we become what God intends you to be. Because it is as we behold Him that we become. The challenge is that what are you beholding? Because it is when the veil is taken away and many things happens to your soul, then you will be able to see. The Bible says that God is what? Spirit. And they that will worship Him will do so in spirit and in truth. What does it mean? It means that there is a particular location where a man will be able to identify the things that is of God and attempt to identify and interact with those things outside of that scope and realm is an effort in futility. So God is spirit, and they that will worship Him will do so in spirit and in what? Reality. It means that what is worship is how much of reality and essence of God we are able to touch. Anything outside of reality is not worship. Let's say you rolled on the ground and there is no reality encoded in that rolling. You did not worship. Let's say you sang and then there is no reality that is found in that lifting of hands. What you did is a waste of time. At best, you bloated the flesh. The Bible says that they worship Him, you do so in spirit and in reality. It was that understanding that the man David, the prophet, saw. And he said, let the lifting of my hands be what? And give me sacrifice. How does a man understand the things of the spirit so much so that he know that a time can come by understanding and interacting with reality, that a man's lifting of hands can be understood in the scope of God's measurement as worship? That means that man is a man that understands the scope of reality, knowing that sometimes the lifting of your hands is equal to sacrifice. That is why when we come before the presence of God, we say, cast away your worries and then seek God. On that day, where many things are plaguing you, you left school, left a lot, and you came, He said, cast it away. That day when you casted those things away, the Bible says that that thing you did is counted as a sacrifice. Let the lifting of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. This is a man that understands that we can only worship God in truth, in reality. There is a perimeter, there is a place where God is known and identified. His interaction can only be found in that place. And the resources that is found there is only reality. Anything that is not reality is taken away. And part of the way that God helps you to make sure that you interact with those realities that He brings on you by His presence. That's why we are brought into this economy by what we experience now. So that we will be sure that anything you are touching after this moment is reality. Any engagement and interaction that is outside of this reality is a waste of time. That is why it is necessary that every man be brought into it. When you are now brought into it, any subsequent engagement will be mighty. And then from layer to layer, the Bible says a little here, a little there. Until the day star rises in our heart. And then we become all that God intends us to be. There is a man that God seeks out of you. Oh, and when I mean man, I'm not talking about male or female. I hope you know. The Bible says that for men ought always to pray and not to faint. And in that place, now said a certain woman. Are you a man? No, don't answer fast. Because there is a place and there is a way we know men. Jesus told us that men are known in prayer. For men ought always to pray. So your identity is locked in the place of prayer. When you pray long enough, one of the things that happens is that you begin to know yourself. Many things that you thought you are, many weaknesses and addictions that has plagued you for long, and you are crying and saying, oh God, when will these things stop? When will I enter into the manifestation of my ordination? You know that there is something bigger than what you are seeing. When you give yourself long enough to prayer, the Bible says that Jesus prayed. His countenance was transfigured, was changed. And we began to see that the man that was speaking with them and eating bread with them was the ageless one. The one that shines bright. The economy that he brought and the ambience of his presence was so strong that he can trap the reality of the witnesses, Elijah, Moses. And on that account, they were able to release a new economy. What is that man? Who is that man? How was he able to do this thing? There are many things that won't be possible to you until you pray, and then your ambience becomes so strong that you will host the certain angels that it takes for you to prosecute your destiny. Some of you are supposed to be working with cherubs and seraphs, but they have never encountered you. Reason is that you have not prayed long enough that you have created the atmosphere that can host their reality. I know not that this place is the house of God. May it not be your testimony. Because this is the testimony of men that are blind to the things of God. No wonder Paul said, he said, I have received a grace. There is a certain grace. He said, this type of grace is the grace that makes all men see. Because, are you with me? They say that seeing is not believing. The truth is that seeing is believing. The question is, what type of sight? If you can see, if you can see, what will you be if you can see? You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. So let me explain that this song for you. The Bible says, before you entered your mother's womb, what? I knew thee. It is not when you are in your mother's womb. It is before you entered. That means God had a desire. And that desire gave birth to a plan. Inside that plan is you. You became a byproduct of God's agenda. According as he said in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. He said what? Let us what? Make man. Man, the making of man became a byproduct of God's desire to have a family and to propagate his kingdom. So you became a byproduct of a desire that is in the heart of God. What am I trying to say? You are created by design. Things didn't suddenly start happening to you when you came on earth. That is why we can never be subject to the things and circumstances of earth. Because our origin is eternal. And there is only one way that we can bring scope to what we are doing on earth. It is if we reach in to that place, the studio where we are created. He said, before you entered your mother's womb. What? The question is, who is the person that God knows? The person he knew. Are you that one? The whole intent of preaching and teaching is that you become that person. The one that God saw in eternity. A great man. A lion that roars. Then territories begun to crumble. On his account, he will see it as a water in his family. And then nothing will enter and leave the gate of his family without his sanction. He's a custom officer. Those sort of men, you will not know them until you begin to reach out to the place where they were hewn from. It is on that account that the Bible says, before you entered your mother's womb, I knew thee. Nothing of earth can define you, my friend. We have to reach out to eternity to begin to bring things, to give definition to who you are. Outside of that scope, anything that you gave yourself or life and circumstance gave you, men gave you, cannot describe who you are. You are a man that our generation is waiting for. A certain kind of man. A certain kind of man. It is on that wise that we now sing this song. Knowing that there is a wisdom that informed your coming on earth. It is that wisdom that will order your steps. The Bible says it's not given to man to order his steps. Do you know why? Because there is a you that God saw. In that place, there are many things that is encoded in your destiny. Ordinations factored into you. For you to be correct and appropriate, for you to walk in that path, you have to reach out to that place. That is why we seek that wisdom. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Listen, you are the wisdom before. There is a wisdom that predated time. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Let's sing it together. You reign forever.
Your name is ever great.
Jesus.
You are the wisdom before.
This is somebody that knows there is more about him that is singing this song. You reign forever.
Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
You reign forever, your name is ever great.
You are the wisdom before again.
You reign forever, your name is ever great.
You are the wisdom before.
Be carried. You can be carried the way before you were born. You can be carried. You see, the scope of God's presence is eternal. It means that inside time, you can lock up eternity. In one moment, you can travel to before you were born. Are with me? Anytime Jesus steps out, he will say that he will be fulfilled that which is written about me. Did he know? When last did you travel? They called him and said, let's make you king. He disappeared. The reason, do you know why? It's not humility the way you people do. They will call you pastor. He say, I'm not. No, it's not that one. This one is a man that knew that they are giving him less than his destiny carries. And he has refused to take that one. Because you don't know, you are settling for nothing. Men that know, they won't settle for anything except that which God has kept for them. They will know that anything life and men can offer them cannot be measured with what God has ordained for them. The Bible says that Moses desired that he suffer affliction together with the children of Israel. He said, forsaking the riches of Egypt, for he know, he counted it something greater, that he will receive reward with the people of God and with the kingdom of God. He identified, he knew that there is much more in God that is for him. Beyond what men can offer to him. There are many things bigger than first class, my brothers. As you are rushing to finish school, there are people that have finished 5 years, they are not doing anything. Where are you running to? Settle down, settle your destiny, my friends. If not, the next 5 years, there is nothing new that will happen after school. That's what some of you don't know. There is nothing new that will happen after school. It's deception. It's the same thing. Go and ask the people that left 5 years ago. They will tell you we are still here. Don't join it. Don't join. Settle it now. Let this be the weekend that you settle everything in your life. Let me tell you something you don't understand. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 7, when the disciples and apostles were asking him about the restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
Are you with me?
In Jesus, the Bible says that when Jesus rose from the dead, he began to teach them things pertaining to the kingdom. It was on that account that they began to ask him, thinking that the kingdom he spoke about is also the physical kingdom, not knowing that there is a spiritual kingdom that he's talking about. Now, it is not as if Jesus is oblivious of the fact that there is a desire in their heart, even in the heart of God, to have his kingdom also established in the kingdoms of men. Because the Bible says in the book of Revelation, a time came when the kingdoms of the world became the kingdoms of our Lord and his words. That means that it is also in God's agenda. But there is a progressive path in the recovery agenda. Are you with me now? Now, when Jesus told them that things pertaining to the kingdom, they now asked the question. They said, when will you restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus told them, what did he tell them? He said that there are things that are kept. There are certain things that God kept in his power. There are certain times and seasons that God kept in his power. There are certain chronos and kairos that God kept in his power. Do you know what it means? These small days is one of those certain times and seasons that God kept in his power. So that he will begin to mold me. You need to know what is on this meeting. It's strange. Oh my God. Even if you don't want to. Say, I don't want God. As soon as you enter this door, you don't have option. Oh, you don't know. Jonah said, I won't do what God said. He ran away. You know now. And God sent him to be inside the belly of the whale. And when he finished, he came back and still went and did the duty. That's not the answer. The answer is that when Jesus now came, he said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, even so will the Son of Man be on the belly of the ground for 3 days. So even in his disobedience, he was fulfilling God's agenda. You are not that strong. Your will cannot do anything against the will of God. The Bible says anybody that comes on that stone, the stone will crush it. You are not strong. Once you are brought into a perimeter, things that is bigger than you will begin to walk over your life. Suddenly you begin to ask, men will ask you, are you the one that left? Somebody came back. Because the glory that will be hanging upon your life, the things that will break out of your life is what takes chronological time of maybe 10, 20 years. But in 4 days, God will do wonders. He told Moses, he said, prepare yourself for 3 days. After 3 days, I will come down. And when I come down, the things I will do, all the eternal things will be put into time. And in 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, God will do what it takes eternity to accomplish. It does not take time. It takes God. And God can do it in 10 minutes. This is a prayer and prophetic conference. And if it's so, then it should be strategic. Let me strike something and then we pray. John chapter 3. If you are there, say amen. John chapter 3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Are you seeing his qualifications? Sometimes if I go to my Facebook message, some people will chat you up and say, man of God, by the grace of God, I am, you know the thing. By the grace of God, I am the president of this, and I'm a minister of the gospel, and I walk in. By the grace of God, there is an assignment that God has committed in our hands. If you go to heaven and tell them this, they don't know it. When God said, Adam, where are you? Is he looking for Adam? What is he looking for? You need to know. There is a way men are known and defined in the spirit. So if God doesn't see you in that way, anything you are doing, if you like, do ministry. God is not aware of that. Just like Elijah. Elijah reached a point. He's alone, I'm the only prophet. And they seek to kill me. He said, I'm jealous for your sake. They say you didn't know how that story ended. Is Elijah's response not powerful? He said, I'm the only prophet. They have killed everybody. I am jealous for your name. Some of them come and tell you that my territory is dry. The only one that is praying. I'm trying to see if God will move. Oga, you'll be surprised that there is 7,000 you don't know. Be very, very humble. There is 7,000 you don't know. It's when we reach eternity, you will see men that you don't know, that the ones doing the business. It so happens, are you with me now? Let me tell you, some of you that, some people that God is using in ministry, they didn't do much about it.
That is why before God uses you in that way, he will make sure that he has worked humility into your heart. So that you will understand. Are you with me? Even before Jesus came, there is a system that sat in the temple. For 40 years, that woman was praying. And Simeon was waiting. You have to recognize those systems. Knowing that as mighty as Jesus is, it wouldn't have been possible for his destiny to invade the earth if those systems does not sit in their place and keep their watch. God is not obsessed by love. God is obsessed by order. Say order. Why was those first angels judged? Huh? Why were they judged? The Bible says that they left what? Their estate. That means there is a place that God kept them and said, stay here. And they left it. He now brought judgment. You see this sun that you are seeing? If the sun leaves his position for 1 minute, there is a judgment for the sun. So you need to understand that if there is a way God is even using you or trying to use you, is because there are many things that has been going on in the territory and you are implicated by what God is doing. So much so that you had little or nothing to do about it. You see the improvement that you have made in your walk with God. If it's not because we are in the seasons of revival and God is about putting hands on men, there are seals that have been broken in heaven. And then on that account, there were announcements that was made. And then men became victims of the seals that were broken from heaven. So those things began to fall upon us like the spirit of prayer and supplication. People pray for 6 hours now. But when we got born again, it's a mighty thing to pray for 1 hour. If people know you pray for 1 hour, now you see people saying 6 hours, 12 hours, this 1 hour, this one, and people will really pray. Do you know why? You don't even know why. That's why some of the people will come and say, by the grace of God, I pray for 3 hours every day. You are joking, my friend. There is something working behind you. You need to understand that oppression so that you stop giving yourself name outside of where God is defining you. So the Bible said that this man, his name is what? Nicodemus. And he's what? A ruler of the Jews. What's another title? Say, a Pharisee. What's your name? You'll be shocked if you go to heaven and they ask you what's your name and you say Favor. They don't know you. They don't know Favor. Kevin, right? If you go to heaven and say Kevin, they don't know that name. You'll be shocked. I went to a meeting at Enugu and when I finished, one young man ran outside as I was leaving and told me that his eyes opened and he saw me. In fact, he called me Samuel. I said, my name is not Samuel. You don't know your name. It's possible your name is not Mike. So this man said his name is Saint Nicodemus. Say Pharisee. Say ruler of the Jews. Some of you are planning on doing your master's and then you get doctorate so that when you do that your mentorship class, you come to them and say, back the message of God. I'm not trying to boast, but you are already boasting. I'm not trying to boast. I was able to finish my doctorate degree before I was 30 years old. You see, if you have not done some certain things before 30, you are in danger of making it in life. See, success is tied to time. Oh my God. And then there was this man is a ruler of the Jews. Some of you are so good. You are a good person, naturally. That somebody will say, I know a Google, I know him. You don't know his father and mother. He came from a good family. Is it not Juliet? The parents train her well. Train her well. She is well behaved. She is a Christian. Say Christian. She is from good family. Say good family. She is well trained. Say well trained. And then you carry it and carry that identity. God doesn't know that any definition that is given to a man outside of his reality is fake. In other words, if you take it to the other end, men can look at this young man and say, ah, he is younger. When you find his reality, he might be 50 years old. I mean this. I don't want to talk about ourselves. Oh. We are very old. No, don't believe it, but it's a statement. Huh? And I'm not just saying it because I want to say it. It's because I've also journeyed to know my reality. What I'm living on earth is as a result of that thing that I saw. You know why I'm saying this? You can be a prophet and they are calling you Nicodemus. You people have not even been getting to where I'm going, but you will get there soon. One of the things God will do this weekend is that you will know yourself. Many things will happen, but you know, you can be defining yourself. If we say pray for 12 hours, you will not know why we are saying pray for 12 hours. Do you know why? You don't know you are Elijah. You don't know. You don't know you are supposed to carry the revival fire. You are just moving around. If you are Elijah, you must pray. Touch your neighbor. If you are Elijah, you must pray. I know some people don't like prayer. We don't have option. You are sent. Say it's a sentence. Say fasting is a sentence. Prayer is a sentence. And we don't know when you will come out of the prison. In my own opinion, it's still the end of your journey on earth. So they called him Nicodemus. They called him the ruler of the Jews. And they called him many things. And that man came to see Jesus in the night. In fact, I think they also called him a man. Is it not true? A certain man. That's what some people call you. Do you know there are some ladies here? Are you with me? There are some ladies here. They will look at you and say, you are a young lady. You are my classmate. We are all of us are the same. Are you the same? Meanwhile, you are Deborah sitting. They don't know you are the one judging men in that territory. They say we are classmates. You are not classmates. You are not just a man. Some of you are gods. The Bible says, I say unto you, ye are what? Inability to know and identify with that identity will make you to die like a man. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. See, what is he doing here? He is giving Jesus accreditation. Huh? You are now doing ministry. So the Oba of Benin now came and identified with you and said, Clement, you are a man of God. That nobody can be doing this thing you are doing except he's saying he sent from God. My brother, won't you count it that you have made it? Say the truth. Let's say the truth. For them to recognize it. This is what they did to Jesus. You need to know the stature according to men's reckoning that man Nicodemus has, so that his appraisal of Jesus' personality to rank amongst men. Are you with me?
I used to be a very good boy. According to the flesh. Say, according to the flesh.
Oh, I can't find your trouble. Since I'm a human being, I have not fought for it for once. I don't know how to lie. I don't know how to collect somebody's property. Say, after the flesh. I know you don't like to say this. See, let me tell you, flesh is not just negative. Flesh is not just anger, pride. There is a goodness that is also after the order of the flesh. Even that one, God has rejected it. The Bible was talking about how to offer incense. He said that there is strange fire. Now, it's a fire.
Are you with me?
Say it's a fire. But it's still strange fire. So, it's good deeds. But it's dead works. It is something that is traced to the fallen man. It is because you are coming from, what is the name of your family? Okoye. People from Okoye's family, they are humble. So your humility is traced to Adam. May your wisdom not be traced to Adam. May your humility not be traced to Adam. May your gentleness not be traced to Adam. Because when territories begin to contend, when you begin to do territorial business, when you begin to do real business, you will find out that there is nothing that is natural that can stand when spirits begin to contend. The flesh is very weak. Indeed, it's only the spirit that is powerful. When real pressure come on you, you will now lie. You will now find out that the only time a man can really say the truth is because the Holy Ghost has worked it inside him. One of the ways he works it inside you is that you have died. And because you have died, if they are telling you to tell lies, it's like telling Jesus to tell lies. Galatians 2:20 said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I what? Not I, for Christ lives in me. The life I now live, the flesh, is by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and what? Died for me. I have seen people very, very wise, but that thing is traced to Adam. I have seen people very caring. Are you not caring? You are caring. You speak softly. Say softly. If he is still traced to Adam, it is still the flesh. So they are negative. I'm not interested in the negative aspect of the flesh. Watchman Nee said that anything that came from the flesh, good or bad, has to enter the cross. That it is only that which has gone through death and resurrected. That is the only building materials that we need in the kingdom. God will never build with anything that has not passed through death. Experience death and resurrection. Even your talent. Maybe because you are a motivational, a good speaker. You now decided that because I'm a good speaker, it's possible I'm called into ministry. You speak. Like one of my friends, he is there, my brother. He used to have many classes. He should have been an international prophet. Those days we teach and people will cry. My brother, his natural grace and talent. There are people that is graced. If they talk to you like this, some of us, we don't have that grace. If the anointing is not on me, I'm limited. You are very strong. Some of you, if God is not, if the Holy Ghost is not even moving you to pray, because they have known you to pray. You'll be feeling like this. Me, I can't do it. And I've done prayer. I don't know how old you are when I started prayer. If you remove 5 years from your age, I'm not sure you were born. Meanwhile, I have found out that a man cannot do prayer except he's helped. I can cry for 4 hours to receive help to pray for 1 hour. Because the prayer you made in the flesh is a waste. Prayer originates from God. Prayer is powered by God. Prayer is going back to God. There is nothing human and natural and flesh that is in it. God will make sure that you are frustrated in a prayer that originated from you. Haven't you noticed? Those days you are praying, God, give me first class. Did he give you? How many of you pray for first class now? You will not raise your hand now. Did you get first class? Because you have not identified, first of all, what is most important in your destiny. And you are praying for first class. So that men will say, you will tell God, I want to give a testimony that the world will glorify your name. The world will glorify your name in my life. Jesus will say, it's three carryovers that will glorify me. You have been there. You have been there. I had covenant. God encountered me age 19. Before I entered campus, I knew what I'm going for. Meanwhile, when I entered, I was busy reading my book. Night class. I was reading. Oh my God. I don't miss lectures. I do the normal things, the best I can do. First year, first semester, after all the jacket. Say, after all the jacket. This man, you are smiling too much. It seems as if you need intervention in your academics. Everybody that have challenge in his academics, God will intervene in Jesus' name. Meanwhile, let's go back to the matter. I had two carryovers and it's in mass. How many of you are graduates of UNM? Mass. Oh. Physical Sciences Faculty. That's where you find a canker. Find great person. All these people that will tell you that your destiny is in their hands. A human being will take your destiny is in his hands. He is willing to keep you in this campus for 10 years. He is not for that. So it's not that you failed it that is the problem. You are not even sure of passing it if you retake it. Second semester, I read. And then I smashed it throughout. I know my capacity. See, I know my capacity. Second year, we entered the same thing. It was the end of second year that I started saying, Lord, here I am. Touch on me. Say, Lord, here I am. By third year, I gave myself to Jesus. I don't mean born again. No. You can be born again 40 years. You have not touched one thing concerning your ordination. Takes willingness for you to enter that path. That path is littered with things that doesn't lend itself to the flesh. The way you think that your life will turn out will not be the way you will now see things manifest in your life. You think God will now give you straight first class and then you end up married and then you'll be glorifying his name in one ministry of women affairs. And then you build one hospital and write the name Jehovah Rapha. Meanwhile, Jesus wants you to carry the healing anointing. So that when you enter the hospital, there are cases you see and you know that forget this drug and this operation. This person will die. You will see it this weekend. All manner of sicknesses will fall out. You will know how easy it is to heal the sick. As you do, you see it's not working. Do you believe in Jesus? You are free. The person comes out of the bed. You will never know that until God puts you in a dealing, in a process where you lose touch with the strength of the flesh. And the things that you purpose to achieve as a human being the ambitions you had at age 12, I wanted to be a billionaire. Your ambition to even be a preacher will be crucified. Are you with me? There are people that have ambition to be the greatest man of God in Nigeria. Many of you, you are a man of God, you have been thinking like that. Say the truth, say the truth. You will say the truth. When you see yourself, what you are only, you, all your dream is where Benihin is giving you mantle. And then, say the truth now. And Pastor Chris is giving so that when he leaves, you are the next person. There is no other person. What you don't know is that that thing is happening to your neighbor. What you don't know is that it's happening to a sister. It's happening to 20 people at the same time. That's what you don't know. When those people come to me, I'll say, okay. Because I know it can be genuine, but what they don't know is that they think it's all about them. No, you are not special. It is now your obedience to that thing you saw. Maybe you saw Captain Kuman and he held you in the hand, and the two of you danced, and he said, I give you my mantle. What you don't know is that he also told this sister. What you don't know is that Captain Kuman didn't just dance with her. That Captain Kuman came to her room for 21 days. Those people are witnesses of certain systems and realities in the spirit. So that when God wants to bring you into that reality, he brings them to come and teach you. So that you saw Elijah and saw Paul. Doesn't mean, there are things that those men represent in the spirit. And that is what God needed that you will learn as of that time. So they became your teachers in the path of spiritual progress. Your obedience to the things that they are teaching you will decide whether you will become or not. So that you saw the mantle you gave, and when you woke up, your body is shaking. Has it not happened to you? I say the truth. You woke up and your body is shaking. One told me, if my hand is shaking, what does it mean? Is it not true? If my leg is shaking, what does it mean? Sometimes my back will be burning. What does it mean? What you don't know is that almost everybody sitting near you is feeling a burning sensation. Why must we leave everything we are doing and follow your own? Go and keep teaching, my friend. Take it. Something manifests in your life. As an evidence that you had an end, if it's true, is when we see something that we know is true. I can be 10 years ago, some of you heard my classmate that came yesterday. He said he's not surprised, but he's also surprised. He said he's not surprised because he knew I'm always on that path. My secondary schoolmate. He said, well, he's surprised at the speed. Do you know why? It's because I gave myself to that. If you give yourself to it, the Bible said, when you give yourself to these things, you will never fail. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. See the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Verse 3. That's where I'm going to. Jesus answered and said unto him. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man. If your Bible is your own, go to that seat. Underline it. Underline it. If you borrowed your Bible, don't underline it. Do you know some believers don't have Bible? Many people don't have Bible. If I tell you, some believers don't open their Bible. It's only in meetings like this. That's why I insist you will open your Bible and read it. I
don't want to disgrace some people. If I say if you don't have Bible, stand up now. You will see some giants in the Lord that will stand up. Giants in the Lord will stand up.
He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see what? That means that the Bible said that John came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Is it not true? Is it not true? Is it not true? Then Jesus came also what? Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. It then means that whatever the gospel of the kingdom is, that is the ultimate gospel. Is it not true? Follow me now. Whatever the gospel of the kingdom is, it is the ultimate gospel. I don't want to go into that thing because there is man lost something and is the kingdom. Something made him to lose that thing. It is sin. Huh? So every single thing that God is doing after that time is recovery. Huh? When man recovers everything concerning the kingdom, that means the earth has become God's own again. So everything you teach in the kingdom that is outside of the scope that God has made it to be, men will miss it. I hope you know. Do you know people has been praying? Before we had this prayer movement, people has been praying also all night. Are you with me? Is it not true? My church, your church. They do all night vigil. Fire, 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 fire. And then, I'm not saying it's bad. I still say Holy Ghost fire. But I now say it by reality. What I'm trying to say is that people say that thing. Do you know how long I did that night vigil? There is no transformation. All that happened to me is one or two needs we are solved. Satan didn't even go very far. Self. I'm saying every enemy die. The thing just shifted like this. I did one small thing, he came back. That's to show you that there is a real distance that you can keep between you and Satan. It is only when you find yourself in heaven. The Bible says we are seated with Christ far above principalities and powers. That is your position in Christ. The experience, how do you get into the economy of the experience of that which is captured in this scripture? Because you must have noticed that even though the scripture said that you are seated with Christ, sometimes demons come and press you in the night. If you are seated with Christ, true, demons can press you. That means there is a way to convert the position that you have in Christ to the experience that you have in Christ. How do you do it? How do you convert the prophecy God has given to you? Convert the things you have seen in the scripture concerning your life to the reality that you are seeing manifest day by day. How do you do it? Say priesthood. Priesthood is the way you convert positions to experience. If you don't pray, if you don't give, if you don't fast, all those things that has been said concerning you will continue to remain a reality in God and will never be a reality in you. So people has been praying all night, but nothing has been changed in the territory. We found out that the people that prayed all night are still the people collecting bribe. We find out that who are the people that are cultists in your campus? Are they not coming to church? Say the truth. Are they not coming to church? Then that's when you now find out that being a pastor's child and reading the Bible, morning devotion. How many of you, they always wake you for morning devotion and you don't like it? Do you know why? Part of the reason is that God doesn't come. If God comes to morning devotion, even if you are tired, you will still know that God will come. We held 50 days here. People dread for 1 hour, 30 minutes, 45 minutes every day for 50 days. And they are not tired. Do you know why? because they know that they are coming to the house of God. Every day is an increasing measure of the tangibility of God and His presence. They know that once they come, they will touch God. So because of that, they are willing to, you are willing to wake up in the night and pray. Because when you pray, you touch God, experience His love and presence. If it's true that you don't touch God in such a tangible way, after some time you will give up. That's what happened to us. And after many years, we didn't make much progress in God. Except a man be born again, he won't see. That word see is passive. It then means that the first thing that happens to you, are you a believer? The first thing that happens to you when you got born again is capacity to perceive the things of what? The first thing that happened to you is the capacity to what? Perceive the things of the kingdom. It is only things that you perceive that you can interact with. You know why we have to go to this place? Many things will happen this weekend. And the things you are able to trap is dependent on how many you are able to see. The ones you see, you can trap. What you don't trap is not your own. You can still leave it. Somebody, I know it won't happen. Somebody might live here and still struggle with his prayer life. Do you know why? He can't see. Because if you see, you will stop struggling. Somebody will live here, the prophetic anointing, healing anointing, will be granted stature. All kinds of stuff will happen. Mantles will fall. You don't need to say amen on this one. It's just that we need to increase. There are things we need to lay foundations. If not, what will happen? We need to ground you first. But we will still touch something. We'll touch heaven for 5 minutes. And then we'll go. Say, touch heaven. This is the gate of heaven. God called me and said, in this program, I will make here 2 things. He said, I will make it my house. And I will make it the gate of heaven. Do you know what it means to be the gate of heaven? It means it's a house of encounters. You have not had an encounter in your life before. You will have it this weekend. But you need to what? Say see. You need to what? You need to what? If you don't see, you can't trap it. As a matter of fact, the Bible said, except a man be born again, he can't see. There is something new birth does to your capacity to perceive. As a matter of fact, if you begin to walk with God accurately over time, I'm not saying prophetic gifts, so I'm saying perceiving as a believer. Suddenly, your perceptive capacity became dull. Some people are born again, but the last time you prayed, the last time you fasted. In fact, some of you, it was since you began to answer that guy by 9 in the night. You will start saying, what have you eaten? Say after me, what have you eaten? What did you do today? Did you stress yourself? Some people are guilty. And you continue saying it till 12 in the night. That was when you lost your capacity to perceive. Your eyes became dull and your ears became dull. Satan can now strike you and go. You can't see him. Except a man be born again, he can't see. Men will be granted sight in the spirit. I'm telling you, that is why the Bible says, Paul said that my prayer for you is that the eyes of your understanding, eyes, say eyes. What is eyes for? What do you use eyes to do? What do you use eyes to do? Is to see.
you can't see, you are finished. And I'm not saying prophetic gifts is powerful. But I'm not saying I see you are wearing, with me, your singlet is red in color. Is you are wearing blue boxers. I see you are coming. You were coming. No, that one is the lowest. When you want to measure the prophetic, is the lowest. I know that's what people hide. That's the lowest. It is outer court ministry. You can do outer court ministry and end up in hellfire. But you will never do ministry in the holiest of all. And in fact, the word holy means you will end up in heaven. Because what holiness ensures that you are always right with God. They will still prophesy, do a lot of things, but your eyes need to see. You need to see the one that you are. Give me strength. Let's fly in the next 2 minutes. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. So if I come to you now and you have not been seeing many things, what is your problem? Say sight. My sight is dull. Heal my sight, oh God. When Jesus met a particular church in the book of Revelation, he said, I have issue with you. You have eaten and you have prospered. You have gotten content with the happenings around you. Maybe men are telling you that things are going well with you. Even your journey with God is now, you think is robust. The Bible said, buy of me. I saw that you might see. What is God talking about? What you see is what you become. If you don't see, the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it said, as we behold his glory, like in a glass, we are changed into the same image from one level of glory to another by the Spirit of God. If it's true that you are born again, but you are not seeing, your sight is vain. He said that even now, as Moses is read, the veil is still upon their eyes. Is it not true? So even now, even now you are born again, if the veil is not taken away, your capacity to behold the glory of God will be dulled, and you will never become that which God intended. That means that there is a surgery that needs to be taken so that your eyesight will be corrected, so that your capacity to perceive the things of God will become heightened. Your that height, the height, the depth to which you can see the love of God, the things that God is doing, encoded in this season, the kingdom agenda in this entire, your capacity to see it, your ability to see it will determine how much God will bestow on you. Have you seen great men? Great men are great because they are able to see what you can see. If you can see, you will become. Some of you are seeing the wrong thing. If your eyes is fixed on the wrong thing, you will get the wrong result. Even if you are praying, even if you are fasting, if your eyes is fixed on the wrong thing, you will still get the wrong result. Say after me, oh God, I serve. Watch my eyes. I may see. Make it a prayer in 1 minute. I serve that I may see. I serve a deep watch. A deep watch. Some of you are seeing, but your sight needs to be deepened. You need to. There is a greater need for you to receive capacity to focus. Sabrate manta grata baba itakombre rapatakatia. Heal my sight, oh God. I come and pour out a mantle. It was Tapa Bena, Rana Manta Capenantaria,
The Bible says that they that stumble in the dark, because there is no light and there is no sight. Men stumble in the path of destiny. You will cry to God and say, oh God, give me eyesight, that my sight will be washed, that I will be able to behold things eternal, matters pertaining to my destiny. There are things pertaining to the kingdom. When your sight is washed, you will be able to see greater things that is kept for you. Until you see, you will not become. Until you see, they will not be yours. My eyes be opened, oh God. Sairebre sobra tabala, rakapetande, eido barata patate. Somebody pray. Watch my eyes, oh God. Correct all my eye defects, short-sightedness. I say you can see. You can see. Today you will be able to see mighty things that God is doing. When your eyes is open, you will be able to understand the workings of God around your life, the dealings of God around your life. Some of the things you think is persecution, some of the things you think are disappointments, they are simply put the protocols of God's agenda in your life in this season. You have not seen it, that's why you think things are bad in your life.
Rate patakamre, adi bonta prata.
When you behold, you become. But when your eyes is veiled, you will never see anything. Heal my eyes, O God. Correct my eye defects, O God. Watch my eyes with eyes of. Let my prophetic capacity to perceive the things of the kingdom be heightened.
Pray.
I want to see you. so I can live your day. I want to see you.
Ta 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 ta
Everywhere you are, stand on your feet. There are three groups of people I'm looking for. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your me, you are here. Listen to me. Listen to me. You are here, you are in our midst. Because in the next 5 minutes, the prophetic anointing will break out in this place. It will be very, very strong. So we need to lay the foundations. Some of you will prophesy non-stop throughout the night. That's what is going to happen. Now listen to me. Some of you will be caught up to heaven. All kinds of things will happen. When we begin to do the next thing, they will touch you like this and you will leave. Some of you will have out of body and things will happen, strange things. But before then, you are here. Listen to me. You are here. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Come out. We will not have this opportunity. I'm not sure we will have it. Come out quickly. Or you used to surrender, but you have touched too many things that is unholy and ungodly. You need to be restored. People can even think you are a man of God, but you know you are struggling with terrible things. Let me tell you. One of the things that deals with sight in the spirit the most is immorality. If you begin to touch women, touch masturbation, pornography, all those sort of things. Or maybe you have not even surrendered your life to Jesus before. I give you 1 minute. I don't have time. Quickly come out. Quickly come out. Quickly, let me help you now. There is grace to help you now. Just kneel down, quickly. As you kneel down, just cry to God. As you kneel down, cry to Him. Cry to Him. We don't have time. Cry to Him. Cry to Him. Be crying. Be crying. He's between you and Him now. Just cry to Him, 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 cry, 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 cry. Let me say it again. You are struggling with pornography and masturbation. Come out here quickly. I will say it again. If you leave, if you continue in this conference with this thing, the problem is that I don't want to say this so that I will not close the window on you, but it is certain that when the hour of mercy comes, God will show you mercy. I want to see your face. Every other person, pray wherever you are. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. I will count to seven. The people that came out, I will really cry over their life. The people that didn't come out, is over. I will after that time, don't come out again. After that time, sing the song. Don't come out again. Lord, I want to see your face. I want to know your way. One.
I want to touch your grace.
Two.
So I can live your days. I want to see
three.
You just the way you are.
Four.
I want to see you. Lord, I want to see your face.
Five.
I want to know your ways. I want to touch your grace. So I can live your days.
In Jesus' name.
Listen to me. There are at least three people I'm waiting for here. Come out quickly. If you don't come out, I will tell God to identify you by the power. So quickly come out by your own will. God will help you. God gave us instruction to do this. Where is the person? Come out quickly. Come out. Come out. Don't be. This is not something to be ashamed of. When God delivers you, His intent is that He will, through you, deliver people. If you are still bound, how will you now deliver people? A deliverer that is bound can't help people. If you continue with this thing, you will be a broken system. A broken system cannot hold water. No matter what we pour on you this weekend, it will still leak away. No matter what is poured on you, it will leak away. Is there any one more person? One more, quickly. I'll personally pray for all of you. One more person. Where is that person? Just defeat Satan. I receive your freedom. I'm really interested in you. Okay, everywhere you are, stand on your feet. Just go ahead and pray. Just go ahead and pray. Stand on your feet and pray. Everybody, stand on your feet and pray. The hour has come. Lift up your hands. Just go ahead and pray. The people in the front, make sure you are praying. Cry to God for mercy. Cry to Him 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 for mercy. Don't meet me after this service and tell me you are the one.
See you.
I want to see your ways. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your ways so I can live your days. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you just the way you are. See you just the way you are, Lord Jesus. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see your face. I want to go your way. I want to touch your grace so I can live your day. I want to see you just the way you are. I want to see you just the way you are.
Hold of Satan is broken over your life. It's broken. 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 Yes, yes. I see spirits flying out. Thou devil of darkness, you can't stay. Go now. Go now. Your regime is over. Your work is terminated. Your bondages are broken. Your siege is broken. Your works are frustrated. I declare freedom, liberty. I declare freedom, liberty. I declare freedom, liberty. These ones are free. Whosoever the Son of Man has made free is free indeed. They will serve you from today. Oh God, with so much power, with so much zeal, Satan will not dry up their prayer life. After they have worked hard, and accumulated grace in the Spirit, Satan will come and drain it. No more, no more. After today.
Over every darkness, you are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every weakness.
Yes, yes, he's brooding.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Holy Ghost, you are brooding.
Holy, you are brooding.
Holy Ghost, you are brooding. Holy Ghost, you are brooding. Holy Ghost, you are brooding. Holy Ghost, you are brooding.
You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing.
to me.
There is a group of people here. There is a group of people here. Your sight used to be very strong in the spirit. You see visions. In fact, you have spiritual gifts to pick up things in God. But suddenly you started losing them. You cannot even explain why. Sometimes you can even explain. Sometimes you are going down. You can't perceive. Before, if it was before, if danger is coming, you will know. If things is about to happen, you will know. Your prophetic capacity is very strong. Your senses are sharpened. There is a need for surgery. Holy Ghost will brood on you in the next 3 minutes. Huh? If you have this challenge, I want you to come out quickly. I know you are not many. You are not many. God will restore you today. From today, some of you, there is an angel working with you. That angel, his ministry has been withdrawn. Some of you is disobedience. Some of you don't know how to interact with. From today, this is why this thing is a prayer and prophetic conference. Your prophetic capacity, gifts, equipment, graces will be activated and heightened today. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you come and lift up your hands and begin to pray, 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 begin to pray. Restore me, O God. Restore me, O God. Restore me, O God.
Over every darkness, you are coursing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every dark.
Light shine from darkness.
You are brooding over every darkness.
Pray, pray, pray.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Restore me, O God.
Now listen to me.
Now we come to 7. And as I begin to count, the hand of God will begin to fall on people. It will begin to fall. It will begin to fall. It will begin to fall. To begin to fall. To begin to fall. To begin to fall. One, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. His restoration. His restoration. His restoration. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Two. Holy Ghost. Three. Yes, that's it. That's it. Four. It's coming stronger. 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 Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Now, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
One more time. God is about to release the prophetic wave. Oh my God, it will be very strong. Some people will have encounters non-stop. Many will be caught up to heaven. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Let's sing this song for the next 2 minutes.
Blow like a mighty wind.
He will blow now. He will blow now.
Spirit of victory.
Holy Ghost, blow. The activations now, prophetic gifts now, impartations now, encounters now. It's coming now, 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 from my front to my back, from my left to my right. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, move.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Us as anybody that God touch, bring the person here. Oh, he's coming, he's coming, stronger, he's coming. He's coming. Holy Ghost! 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 Move. Lift up your hands. He's moving. He's moving. He's at the back now. 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 Holy Ghost.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Covers me.
Usher, bring them. Bring them. Let me touch them.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory.
Lift up your hands. There is a lady. A mighty anointing will fall on you now. A mighty anointing. At the count of three, you will shout at the top of your voice. Holy Spirit, help me and find the person. Help me and find the person. 1, 2, 3. Touch. Bring her here, bring her here. Everywhere you are, pray for the next 2 minutes. Tell God, touch me this weekend. I am sure I will not be the same. Something mighty will happen. Believe. If you believe, make this prayer. If you have faith, make this prayer. God will give everybody an encounter you. As you are sleeping, encounter.
Blow like a mighty wind. Blow like a rushing wind. Spirit of victory, would you cover us with your wings? Blow like a mighty wind.
Jesus, God is still moving on. He's still moving on. He's still moving on. If you are a guy here, lift up your hands. There are 2 guys that I'm looking for. There are 2 guys that I'm looking for. God has marked you out. Listen to me. Wait. God has marked you out. God has marked you out for something special. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Holy Spirit, help me and find those 2 people. Help me and find them. Help me and find them by the anointing. Help me and find them. 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 He's still remaining. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. He's still remaining. He's still remaining. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. He's coming stronger. He's coming stronger. He's coming stronger now. 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 Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. If you can, sit down on your seat. Leave the people here. They are still in intensive care unit. Leave them. Ushers, leave them. Manage and sit where you are. The people here are intensive care unit. Leave them. Leave them. Leave them for the next 5 minutes.